Max done with, or?
Breathe life into it again?
Yeah. As I said before, I forgot, I just want to make the point that the next chair at the show will be at the Buddha. Once that happens, you might have to figure out exactly what the scheduling is. I don't know. I was wondering how many was at that time, but it'll be much after for him, and we'll figure it out then. Okay, so buddy, I hear the shilas. Let's start from the straight from the start. What happens, there's a big oilam in the shul. And it becomes hard to hear chazos hashas. So many people there. The shaila is, can we use a microphone for chazos hashas? People will be able to hear it better. How about using a microphone for kriyas ha-Torah? That same shul. Yeah. All the shaylos like that. Let's say somebody doesn't want to miss Kaddish and Kedusha, but let's say, oh, they don't feel well. Person is at home, doesn't want to miss Kaddish and Kedusha, so he wants to hear Kaddish or Kedusha through the phone. Say Amen, Yesh Meirava, answer, say Kedusha with Oilam. And that way, you know, maybe you can have a little bit over the phone. Of course, one shaila that actually a lot of people sometimes end up with is, what about Havdalah on the telephone? And that's a shaila that could be very negaya. Somebody who, for whatever reason, can't make Havdalah on their own. Because they hear Havdalah by phone. This is not just a wish like Kaddish and Kedusha. You have to have Havdalah. Can you have Havdalah through the phone? And of course, this time of the year, for Purim approaching, how about Megillah Sestra? How about hearing Megillah by telephone? It's become much more simple today. Right? Everybody has a cell phone. Let's say, wife wants to stay home and babysit the kids. If they're dancing around, she still can't hear. What if they're in bed already, but she doesn't want to leave them alone? So the husband goes to shul, put a bunch of phones on the beamer next to the volcano, and all the women stay home and listen to the Megillah through the phone. How about that? And again, it brings up Peshaila with all kinds of mitzvahs that can mean a geya. Chomus through the phone, Bikacholim through the phone, Nichamaleilim through the phone. What's the halacha in all of these today? Again, technologically, we're in a place that people weren't before, and we have all kinds of possibilities to study.
What is the issue of
Mechiras Chomet? We'll get it. Yeah. That's enough time. Okay. So let's start with the Yisei Dashayla, as we usually try to do. What's the Yisei Dashayla about? If you hear a person saying, making a brocha, saying Kaddish, whatever it is, okay, no question, you can say Amen to that. And not only you can say Amen to that, but you can be yoite, yidei chavosa, by the other person's amir, right? That's the klal shomer koina, kiyas shofar, right? You don't have to blow your own shofar, you can hear somebody else blowing shofar, Megillah, you can hear somebody else, as long as there's taka, another human being there. But when you have a microphone, or you have a telephone, and you hear the voice, or the sound through the microphone or the telephone, is that called that you're hearing that person's voice, or is it not called that you're hearing that person's voice? This is where the shaila starts, I think. So, one of the first who's done in this shaila is the Minchas Aloza. Minchas Aloza, Munkat Sherov. He has a chuher on such a shaila. This is Minchas Aloza, Chedik Beis, Siman Ayin Beis. He's talking about answering Omein on a brocha you heard through the phone. If it's Seichat Vorim, he starts speaking about hearing shofar through the phone. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, they're listening to the shofar through the phone. Keep a shayla, huh? Our Kapanus of the Seich HaDvarim, he writes like this. He says that, L'chayri, he says, is a befeirish mishnah that you're not yotzer. Can't be yotzer, shofar through the telephone. Why? Because of the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah is in Paragimel of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Zayim. Atikeh alateich ha-boer. Right? Somebody blows shofar into a boer. So if you blow into a shofar into a boy, what ends up happening? You hear Kail Havara. If you hear Kail Havara, lo yosa. You can't be yosa with that Kail Havara. Look at first Yisrael. What's the Kail Havara? Echo Belaz. Ayin Chof Aleph. That's how he writes. Echo Belaz. What do you say in the first Yisrael? So Kail Havara is you hear the echo. You don't hear the Etzem shofar. You hear an echo. The Alocha brings it down. Tofkus Feizayim. Hashem Rabbeinu Monoyach. When Rishonim. Rabbeinu Monoyach writes on the Rambam. He writes, Shem is Balbel HaKoil, the sound becomes confused. V'nira ki'ilu acher medaber kenegdoi. It sounds like somebody else is answering. Right? You know, that's what an echo is, right? You hear one voice, and you hear another voice coming back, and it's mixed up with the original voice and the after sound, which is what an echo is. Zokt, the Mincha Salaza. Therefore, the im koil havoro shoma im hash im koil hashayfar lo yotzu. If you heard a koil hashayfar, koil havoro with the koil hashayfar, now you can't be yotzu. In other words, he's understanding the same thing is true. Even if you're hearing the original sound, which I assume the Matthias would be, is standing next to a bird, you probably hear the original sound also. But it gets mixed up together with this echo, and now it's not clear what's what. Hochinami. He said, "Bo ha'koil al yidei ha'telefon mu'urov, loy kemoi koil ho'isha medaber." It doesn't sound like the original sound of a person talking. It's mixed up, and therefore, v'gam koil shofar yishtane bevaday v'yisarev kemoi derech havor as ha'telefon. That's possible. In other words, so it's the same way that when you hear a person's voice, it's not 100% clear. It's mixed up with other sounds. It's not exactly, clearly, and distinctly. The person's voice is mixed with other sounds. The same thing is going to happen, he says, with the shofar. Sound of the shofar is going to come across also that way. Mixed up with other sounds, which are not exactly just the plain sound of the shofar. And the male, the poshut, he says, therefore, that's not, you know, he says, it's like, well, that once all the sounds mixed in, it becomes a problem. That's doctor. Now, there's an old sefer called Piskei Tshuva. Today, there's a new sefer called Piskei Tshuvos. But I'm talking about an old sefer. It's called Piskei Tshuva. This is of Avrom Piatrakovsky. He was a dying lodge. And he also brings this word, this Koil Havara. To listen to the shofar through your telephone, the Koil Havara, and you're not Yotze. There you go. Chelkis Yankiv. Chelkis Yankiv is out of Breisch, from Switzerland. And he has a shiloh that he was asked during World War II, he says. He says, there were soldiers, Yiddish soldiers, who were fighting in World War II. And they asked him a shiloh if they could hear shofar through the telephone. Shiloh alach l'maisa, they wanted to hear shofar through the telephone. He brings the Mishnah, not that Mishnah, he brings a previous Mishnah, Rosh Hashanah. Shofar shen nisdak. The shofar got cracked. The shofar got a crack in it. That's the problem. If you want to blow shofar with a cracked shofar, it's not going to take you anywhere, right? Because the ear just escapes out of the side and it doesn't work. So what do? The donkey. You stuck the shofar together with some glue. Possible. Possible. Why is it possible? Because the devek, the glue that you put there, changes the sound of the shofar itself. How is that? Because instead of hearing the sound only of a shofar, you're hearing the sound of this patch, whatever you use to patch it up, the patch of the crack, and it's helping out the koil shofar, so you're not hearing a pure and plain koil shofar. The Rosh over there, the third parak of Rosh Hashanah, the Rosh says, you have to have koil shofar on its own, just the koil shofar itself, with no help from the side of something else. Therefore, Zokhti Chalkis Yankit. So of course they all make the point separately. They all make the point that you can't do this anyway. Yeah, yeah. But either way, they, you know, they make the point. They do make that point.
Neglecting friction.
Yeah. Well, yeah, well, here the discussion is that no matter what the story is, what you're allowed to do, you're not allowed to do, does it work, and are you yotzer or not? Of course they make the point, chalila, to this thing, you can't do it, and hold on, hold on.
So, They're in a different time zone.
Let's say there's a guy who put a, who lets it turn on the telephone on both sides. Whatever it is, it could be Nagei Lamaisa. A Lamaisa, Dr. Helkis Yankiv, that listening to the Shofar through a telephone, Ein Lecho Siyua Gadol Mizeh. He says, if this little patch on the Shofar is a Siyua to the Kodesh Shofar, so you're not hearing the pure Kodesh Shofar as it is. So imagine what it is, he says, when it's over the phone. How much the phone is involved in that. And therefore, it's possible. Why? It needs koil ha-shofar k'moishehu. You have to hear the sound of the shofar as is. And therefore, hearing it over the telephone is not as is. So what, of course, again, like I said, it says besides any shayos of chilul yontov over here, which is a separate issue, but it's possible also. So what do we have so far? We have two different mishnayos, both in Rosh Hashanah, both which I'll discuss in Kodesh Shofar, and which for two different ways and two different reasons, L'chayra are going to passel hearing Shofar through a telephone, and this is what the different Achrayim bring. Either the pshat is it's a Kodesh Havora, and if the Kodesh Havora is that type of mixture into the Kodesh Shofar of other sounds or lack of clarity, or the pshat is that we have here something else which is helping the actual Kodesh Shofar come out, and therefore, that's why it's possible. But either way, if we pay attention here, we'll realize that these tshuvas, the Rechaz Elazar, the Piskei Tshuva, the Chalkes Yankev, all of them are discussing halachas, which are dinim mesuyomim in a shofar, and only in a shofar. Right? In other words, in a shofar, there's a special halacha. You have to hear koil ha-shofar as is, with nothing else involved, or mixed in any way. If this is a din mesuyim in Shofar, so in all other mitzvahs, we don't have these mishnayos. This halacha doesn't apply, and you should be yoyt in any other mitzvahs. And that's how it comes out, according to these poiskim, which means, halacha l'maisa, if these were the only shuvahs we saw, now we have Megillah, listen to Megillah over the phone, Abdallah, over the phone, Gevaldik, it's all good. Yeah, you don't have to hear only this, only that, without the other, not mixed with this, and no siyua. There's no problem with all that. So may it be okay.
The difference also is the shofar is daraisa, right? Because there's a shot, these aren't daraisa.
Yeah. Okay. Kenzai. Lamaisa, though, so far the svaris that were used are not only a shy of it's a daraisa or not, they don't apply the chlaur megillah. And the other svaris, which we may see, may apply, even if it is a Rabbanon, it depends what the Messias is, right? In other words, the Rabbanon will be more Mekel, let's say. More Mekel, what? This is what the Messias is for. So that's what we have to discuss over here. Nicham Avelim, my friend? In other words, why? There's no halachim mesuyemes of koil shofar by all of these different mitzvahs, right? And therefore, chayra, based on what we've seen up until this point, the chayra should be yoytzeh, and this is the way the Derech Klal is brought. And the truth is, if you look at the Messiah, laws are not being unfair to him, by just trying to deduce from what he spoke about, because the Mechaz Elazar himself and his tshuva, their fears is that Gabi Megillah loy motzasi leser. I don't found any reason to ask that the Mechaz Elazar. Why? I don't find he says that it says there's a psul of koil havara in a Megillah. So look at it. If there's no din mesuyim of koil of Megillah like this, like koil shayfa, like Mechaz Elazar, I see no problem. Personally, it says I see no problem. Okay. Now, so far we have. We have that Piskei Tshuva, the Lodger Dayan. We have the Chalkes Yankev of Braish. And then there's a Tzipesach Frank. A Tzipesach Frank is a Mekroi Kodesh, Gevaldige Geschmacker Sforim, called Mekroi Kodesh. He discusses different halachas of Yom Tovim. And he's asked, Legabe, a slightly different question. What about using a microphone for a Megillah, he says? Now I think that this is a shaila that probably is more applicable than a shaila listening to Megillah over the phone, which, you know, I don't know if everybody's busy asking that shaila, but what about Taka? I mean, it's a big shul, and not everybody's going to hear so clearly. What do you do with a microphone? What if you have a big hole? Honestly, these things do go on, no question about it. These things go on. What happens? You have a big oilam, and the Lubavitchers have to have this shaila. Now you have a big oilam, let's say, they make a big Purim party. You're not going to get the Olam together except by the Purim party. Who comes to the Purim party? Men, women, and children. So you're going to have 500, 1,000 people there. And no question, not everybody's quiet. And there's no chance of anyone hearing the Megillah unless you're going to use a microphone. This becomes a serious shaila now. Right? Can you do it or not? Zoktif Tzvi Pesach Frank, first he brings Taka about Shofar, and he says, Shofar is a Kol Havara. Kol Havara doesn't work by Shofar. But Megillah, he says, there's no psul of Kol Havara. You're Yoytze. There's Zoktif. And he tells the two immediately. He says, he writes that the Michas Yitzchok, Rav Weiss, wrote to him that using hearing aids is possible for any mitzvah, he says. It's not true, he says. It's possible for Shofar. Why? Kol Havara. Any other mitzvahs, he says. It's kosher. Kosher is a microphone. It's kosher here through hearing aids. Whatever the issue is, it's all fine as long as we're not talking about a Shofar. At least they, in a crazy way, to be Pesach Frank. Okay? So again, all of these achroinim are discussing a very clear miyuchadika problem, which only applies to Shofar and not to anywhere else. You need Kol Shofar Mamish. Anywhere where that's not necessary, which is where? Everywhere. No issue at all. Okay, this brings us to one interesting question, which is, why Taki isn't there any still Kol Havara by a Megillah? Why isn't there a problem with this admixture of other sounds in Megillah? Okay, so the Bitkechuva and the Mikrei Kodesh, they have their own long hagoyas each, where they handle it in a Kamokim Laharich, how they're Mechalik, but when I say Gered, all of them seem to be clear that Kol Havara is not a psul and anything besides Shofar, and therefore all other mitzvahs, there should be no issue at all. Okay. Adkat. Now we can go home. We'll take a chance. Alamai. Alamai. The Shaila is the Emes. What's the pshat? Now let's start asking a few foolish questions. Oh, yeah. That's some strange questions, and we'll find out how strange they are as we go on. Let's say a person is not going to have time, let's say, to learn the whole Megillah. Let's say, to learn it more than once. He has no time or credit for it. So he has an eight, goes to the pet shop, and he buys a parakeet. And in Mele, he teaches the parakeet the whole Megillah. And the parakeet will repeat exactly what he says. Right? They'll say, they give the cue, and boom. Parakeet goes to the whole Megillah. And it's Gavaldik. Shaila. Yoytze or not? Oh, not yet. Oh, there you go. Now the Shaila is, why can't you be Yoytze? Aren't you listening? We hear the Gilchot with every Knech to the whole Megillah. Yeah? What's the Teres? There you go. You need the voice of a Yid of Baruch Yuva. What does it? No. So now let's take a different Shaila. So maybe the question I asked was a ridiculous question. So let's put the ridiculous question aside. Let's do it instead with a tape recorder, yeah? In other words, it's actually the voice of a Baruch Yuva. You're putting it into a tape recorder, or today it wouldn't be a tape recorder, of course, but whatever it is that they use today.
The tape recorder is better because it's analog and perfect signal recording and representation, whereas digital, it is sampling. So it is not exactly perfect representation. So actually tape recorder is a better example.
Tape recorder. Tape recorder. We're going to stick to the old days. Tape recorder. What happens on a tape recorder? Why should you not be Yoytze? And everybody, of course, is posh to everybody that you're not Yoytze, even not with a parakeet, not with a tape, posh that you're not Yoytze, yeah? You have to have a Yid as a Baruch Yuva, he has to be Yoytze in a Megillah. What's the pshat? You need a mashmiya. Need a mashmiya. Not only a mashmiya. Shemeya zichanit. Shemeya koheles. You need a shemeya. But besides the shemeya, you also need a mashmiya. And the mashmiya has to be a Baruch Yuv. Which brings us, lemaisa, to probably the earliest tshuva that doesn't discuss directly our shayla, but that probably tells too very nicely about our shayla. It's the tshuva of the Halochas Ketanas. Halochas Ketanas is written a few hundred years ago. Father Rosh Hashiva. And the Chelik Beis, similar to Reish Ayin Vov, he writes as Amaris. Hoyu Yoishvim b'ma'oro, v'koyunet ha-megillah. So here finally, we're not dealing with a shofar, we're dealing more directly with the shaylos that we want to hear more about. So again, he's not talking about a tape recorder or a parakeet, or even a telephone. But he says, Yoishvim b'ma'oro, v'koyunet ha-megillah. You can understand what the next step is if you're sitting in a cave and listening to the Megillah in a cave, what that is. V'shoma rak baskoy. This is what the big tzaddikim of old. No, but baskel obviously means an echo. Yeah, baskel always means an echo. By the way, even baskel, the way we use it in Latin, is also an echo. It's an echo of a heavenly voice, and it's not an echo of an earthly voice. Of homeke is an echo. Shol rak baskel, heard of baskel, and he's not yaitzer. Not yaitzer. Why is he not yaitzer? So listen to his lashon. Kivon de beinon shoymeya umashmiya. You need somebody hearing and somebody being mashmiya. And that echo, shenekar, nekar, nekar means it's gone. It was cut off already from its source. When it's tayer bo'avir, it's become pictures or whatever it is in the air, right? It's become cut off from its source, and now it's something floating around in the air. Upayreach, says that word, upayreach. It's pretty impressive, actually, the way he puts it. Where he puts the whole the shaft of how it works. We're talking several hundred years ago, but this is what he says: Oysi baskel shenekav, and it's tayi ba'avir upayreach. It's flying through the air now, but it's disconnected from its source. Ein lo yoid kesher ma mashmiya. It's no longer connected with the mashmiya. The zokta, hear that? So in other words, his voice hits whatever it hits. That was his voice. Whatever's coming back now is disconnected from its source. Zokta. And Mimela, you can't be Yoytzi, he says. That's why you're not Yoytzi. You don't have Umashmiya, and he uses here Pasuk in Yirmiya, Terekvam is both of Yirmiya, Mipiv Yikro Eilai. He says, that's the way it has to go. Mipiv Yikro Eilai. You don't have Mipiv Yikro Eilai, and that's called, he says, you need a Shemeya Min HaPeh. It has to be Mipiv Yikro Eilai. It's not from his mouth. Therefore, whatever you heard, in other words, what's he saying? He's saying here, you hear a human voice, seemingly. Yeah, it sounds like a human voice. It did come from this person here. It's not a tape recorder. It's not a parakeet. Right? But still, it's not me pivikre lai. Shemeya min apeh. It's not nekar. Yeah? There's no kasher with the mashmiya anymore. It's disconnected with the mashmiya. You have to hear from a mashmiya. There's a talach k'tam. No. So now, boskum tais. You have to hear from mashmiya, even if you hear 100% clearly. It's clear and perfect. It's not the Menachos Elazar who says, it's all confused, it's a Koyl Havara, it's mixed up with other sounds. It's not his issue. He doesn't have any issue. It can be exactly clear. What bothers him is not, you don't know what you're hearing and when you're hearing what. He doesn't seem to be bothered by that part. He's bothered by something else. He says, the sound is not coming from a mashmiya. Now, the person who printed the Halachos Ketanos, right in the middle of that tshuva, somebody printed the Halachos Ketanos later on, reprinted it, and he sticks into the tshuva there, these words. Ulefi zeh, according to what it says in Halachos Ketanos, lo yosa im shoma tekiyas shoifor oy megillah al yidei phonograph v'telephone. What's a phonograph? Phonograph is a record player, right? I mean, most of us over here, I think, heard from those things, even I did. So people older than me, they've heard it. People are younger, maybe not. But Lamaita, a phonograph is a record player, so which is basically, you know, similar idea, I guess, to what goes on a tape. Not the way it doesn't work the same way, but whatever it is, it's the same idea as far as we're concerned, halachically. And then if somebody heard through a phonograph or a telephone, you're not Yoytze, Tkiyas Shoifa, or Megillah. That's a rumor. Oh, so what's the pshat over here? What's the pshat? What are we understanding here? What's the insight? He made a tzushtam over here. It's very interesting. Very interesting tzushtam. What does he do? He takes a story of somebody sitting in a cave and hearing an echo, and he goes and, you know, shkels that tzu, however you say that in English, applies it to listening to something from a telephone. How's that? So, many of you are going to sit there and say, okay, we got it, so you don't have to waste my time, but let's go through it anyway. What happens when a person is speaking into a microphone? What's going on over there, the essence? Yeah? What's going on in the telephone? When a person talks on a telephone, yeah? Even a telephone with a wire. You're talking on a telephone with a wire, yeah? And then there's wires, so is the chat that as you talk, your voice, you wait an hour or two, and meanwhile it travels across the ocean, the other side of the sea, or travels to the next block, your voice is moving slowly through the wires. That's not the Metzius. What instead is the Metzius? The Metzius is that a person is talking, and as he speaks, his voice creates sound waves. Those sound waves turn into vibrations, right? There's vibrations going on here. This is called the vibration. Let's talk about a microphone. The vibrations go into a microphone. Now, inside the microphone is some kind of a diaphragm or a membrane, or whatever it is that is there to receive whatever sound it is. And all and therefore the diaphragm is vibrated according to whatever sound or voice it is that's going into. Is going into it, and that creates whatever an electrical impulse, electricity, and so what ends up happening is the second your voice goes into the microphone, that's it. It's over, it's gone, it's done with. Your voice is finished from that place on. The second you set a sound into the microphone, goodbye. Now it turns into electrical currents, turns electrical impulses, and the electricity is what goes through this microphone or telephone or whatever it is, or goes across the sea or goes to the other side of the loudspeaker or whatever's going on over there. And on the other side is something else that's receiving whatever vibrations and electrical currents there and turning these impulses, translating these impulses back into the original voice. So, Kumta is that the original voice is definitely not going across the sea or across the street or down the block or wherever it is, or even to the back of the room into that loudspeaker. So what are you hearing when you're hearing something from a microphone? In Pasha, you're not hearing the voice of a human being. That's actually what's going on there. You're not hearing the voice of a human being. You're hearing the translation of the voice of a human being, which has been the Reif Chochmas, human beings, human Chochmas, the Rebbeinu Shem created, has been turned into the same thing on the other side of something. Right? In other words, a machine recreated a human voice. That's basically what really happened over there.
Is that really what is in the physics of a microphone?
Oh.
Or is it an amplification of it? Does it take your wave?
Reuven is asking you a question.
And it takes a wave, and then it makes the wave, somehow changes the wave, but it's sort of amplifies the wave. Now it's easier to hear. Or is it... I don't know.
It's not
like a telephone.
You can.
Like
electrical.
The amplification change is doesn't even matter in this discussion. Actually, that electric signal is going to get there before. If you had somebody talking a long distance and you could hear it, and you had a wire, the sound through the wire will get there before the sound through the air. Because electrons move faster than sound waves do. So that's an interesting...
Okay, but either way, is it the sound of the person?
Is that the sound of the person?
It's not either way.
It's not.
Okay, that's it.
Amplification just makes it louder. This is a transfer...
Yeah. In other words, what we're talking about here is it's not the voice of the person who is speaking.
No.
It's a different sound which comes from, depending on what is the different properties of the voice that's being transmitted in, is going to create something on whatever diaphragm or membrane is there to create something which, as somebody puts it, it's mashmiya koil chodesh b'dmusay ketzalmai. In other words, it sounds the same, but it's a new creation. So how could you be yoitzer with such a thing? Yeah? In other words, forget about Shofar, which clearly is not that, but even if it comes to Kiddush and Avdallah, or anything else like that, so what's going on over here? Is that diaphragm a Bar Chiyuva? It's actually what's creating the sound over here. Yeah? So therefore, how could anybody else be Yotzer from that? Right? There's no Mashmiya. It starts sounding a little bit less crazy what I said before, about a parakeet and a tape recorder and all kinds of things. In other words, you said what you said, now somebody took it, picked up the ball, and starts running with it. It's not human law anymore. Right? So here comes Minchas Shleimer, Shleimer Zalman, as Yadua, that this is Mamish's field. Shleimer Zalman, all the electronics, he's Meredik. And he did a lot of, and he obviously had a Gewaldig talent, but he did a lot of research and discussed it, but he knew it inside out. And there's Professor Lev, who went through a lot of Shleimer Zalman's Rachman with him. And he It's what it is. He said the Shem Zalman was massive in electronic theory. Like a part of Mincha Shleimer and Simon Tess, written many, many years ago, where he writes first, he has a long description of how a microphone and a telephone work, and then he says that whoever thinks otherwise just doesn't understand the Messias, he says. And then he writes this, like this. He says, Tolus Gedoylohi, it's a terrible mistake, Lachshev, Shachutim Elichim Mamish Esakoyim, that the wires are actually, you know, transmitting the original voice. He says it's a pellet to me. Al kama migdoli harabonim sheitiru l'shmoya mikra megillah derech magbir koil. Well, Masi, if you hear a megillah through a microphone, through hagboras koil, right, which is amplification. Eich loy somu liba modalva zeh. How did they not pay attention to the fact sherak koil tenuda shel membrana? Only the sounds of vibrations of a membrane, shoimim, is what you hear. V'loi koyim mikra megillah, shalodom. You're not hearing the sound of a person reading the megillah. V'av sheyidea ani sheravim yismahu al kach. I know a lot of people are going to wonder about what I'm saying here, and they're going to think I'm the crazy one, he says. V'kamayzor yedov hazer b'eneim. It's going to be very weird for them. Im kol zeha emeti kidmoreinu. What can I do? He says, that's the truth. U'boruhu b'enei. It's clear to me, he says. It's only weird to people who have no idea how these things work. But if you have any idea how this works, he says, there's no way you can understand it any differently. Rabbi Zalman is not always so forceful in the way he speaks, but over here he is very clear. And in other words, this is the Messias, and that's it. And this is in the Minchas Sichos. He brings it very clearly, as it was previously alluded to, in that Steve Pesach Frank says that he has it from Minchas Yitzchak, but it's printed in the Tshuva Chela Gimel of Minchas Yitzchak, Ben Moshe, the Devastina in Chela Gimel Kufsam Chavav, and in many places, wherever he could, he throws in, and, as I said, can't be Yitzchak. And they're talking about whether it comes to a microphone, or to telephone, that it can't be Yitzchak any mitzvah. It's in almost all Poskim of recent generations, say exactly that. That the pshat is, and this is not only a matter of shofar and how clear it is or not, but it's a matter of that you don't actually have the voice here that you started with, and therefore it's not the gay abachlal to have a tzad to be heard to us.
Take a slightly different case, but you're hearing them through a window. Yeah. You're no longer hearing the actual air which is moving, but the air is causing the window to vibrate. The window is then causing the air on the other side to vibrate. So you're still hearing through air, but you have another medium, which is a window, or a piece of wood. You're hearing through a wall.
So I find that to be a fascinating question, honestly. But as we move along, I'm going to try to see if we can apply, I'm not a scientist like you are, so I wouldn't have thought of these questions. But I think as we move on, we may find things that may apply to your point, and
we
may be able to argue it out a little bit. Yeah.
Can he use a sheet of plastic in front of him to reflect his voice back into the
Okay, so again, that depends. If that's considered to be an echo, the way all these echoes were, it was discussed over here, the answer is going to be that that's going to be a problem. But again, I want to go drop further. My mission is drop further, and I think we're going to hit right on your Shaila, maybe. You know. We'll open the floor here. We'll hear what the Ilma has asked to say, because it's a very interesting point that you make. Which brings us straight to our next Maharmokim, which is, of course, Amesha. Think this Amesha? Amesha wasn't mentioned until now. How could that be? Well, let's hear what Amesha has to say. And he comes along with a whole new twist, as he sometimes does. This is Amesha in Erechaim Chelik, based in Kufches. He has a different approach to the whole Inyan. First, he brings Taka, those who say that there's no way to be Yotzer by means of a microphone, he brings that svara, that it's from hearing from somebody who's not a bar chiyuva. And he says very clearly, he says, the Messias is not clear to him. He makes that clear through his tshuva a number of times in there. He says, I don't know exactly the way that this works. He says, and this tshuva, again, was written over 50 years ago, 55 years ago. He says, I don't know exactly, but he says, let's assume that is true. Let's assume that's true. Because I don't know if it is, but let's assume that it is. Let's assume that's true. But then, he says, even if that's true, look at us. Hine, lididima stop ketuva. He says, I have a big suffix. Even if the truth is, like the mumchim say, he says, Shaloi nishma koila odom ala koil acher shenasa mikoila. We're not hearing his voice, we're hearing a different voice which is made from his voice. Now, I have a thought to give about it. Why? Yesh la, he says, nitam shekivon sha'al kaponim rak kishu koir nishma koil. He says, the ma'aser, only when you say what you're saying is when we hear that. We hear what we hear only when you are making your sound. Yeah, you are saying what you're saying. We're hearing your voice, and only then will we hear whatever we hear from the other side of the microphone. Yeah, shekivon shal kaponim rak kishu koir nishma koil. We can consider it like we're hearing your own voice. The Hare Kol Zesh and Ishma, everything that's being heard here, Oyse Koy Loi Mamish, only his voice is creating that sound. Yeah? There's a created sound. What's creating that sound? Your voice is creating that sound, he says. Without your voice, we have no such sound. Your voice creates it. Umi Anah. Now he gets into this interesting discussion, scientific discussion. And he says, he says, how do I know? Soon he says that's more than just how do I know. How do I know, he says, how is it that we hear even naturally? I don't know, he says. Well, you gum came out from there. Maybe it also works that way, that we're not actually hearing straight whatever's coming out of your mouth. Maybe the fact is, shenivre is a dover ba'avir, something is created in the ear from your voice, and that thing that's come out of your mouth and is now in the ear, for however long it's in the air, for a split second, magil osmoy ends up in by your ear. That's not straight out of this person's mouth. It's anyway something in the air. V'chein mestavel, ofima sho'imim chachmei hateva, he says the scientists say, sha'akoyl yeshli hiluch ad ha'oiza. There's a whole process going on as it travels through the air until the next person's ear. V'gam yesh tzat shihu yizman behiluchay, and as this process is taking place, there actually is a certain passage of time. Yeah, the passage of time is that tiny that we're not going to notice it, but there's a passage of time, the speed of sound. And we call him walking, that's just a great walk. He says, then we don't get worried about it. We still say it's the person's voice. Lachain efter shagam akril shanasa a microphone based from a dabe. Maybe also the sound that comes out of the microphone when you're talking, shashayman, it's a national curly mama, she says, who says that to me, Michalik, he says. Just like, he says, when a person speaks without a microphone, it's not a direct, your mouth is into his ear. You're transmitting something into the ear. That thing, you know, takes on a life of its own, so to say. And it goes and then travels into that person's ear. So it's also a creation that came from your mouth. There's another creation that came from that. Someone who says I have to have an issue with this? Let me look to my show. Now, the truth is, it's not true. Everyone knows that there are sound waves that are traveling. It's interesting. One of the places where this will be apparent is in space, right? When astronauts are in space, in outer space, not inside where there's oxygen or whatever it is, but where the ear is not regular, if they go outside of their, what do they have up there now, the space station? So, and they want to speak to each other. So does the voice travel? They have to speak, right? They have to speak into some sort of electronic implement that's going to carry this out. Because you don't have all of whatever it is, oxygen, gravity, whatever it is that makes the waves, the sound waves travel. And so, Amela, there's something here that has to move. Something that has to travel through the air, which you sent out, and now it's like I said, it took on a life of its own. It's moving along. Dr. Moshe, who says it's different over here? Now, interestingly enough, Mincha Shloime, Rav Shloime Zalman, in Agor there brings that after he printed his tshuva, the Chazon Ish told him, the kimucha koil hanishma noita alidei amadaber, since the sound that we hear was created by the person who's speaking, v'gama koil nishma miyad kederech amadabrim, and you hear it immediately, kederech amadabrim, these are key words, as it works when people speak. In other words, this is the way it normally goes. If without any wonders, out there, lahavdol, in the greatest of worlds, is anybody clearing, you know, what's going on in the microphone? Right back up. You're talking, we're hearing just your voice. When there's no wonders there, that's what it is, right? So, Efshe, the Gamze, Choshev, Kishemei Amar, Shbi Amadabesh. As I talk, the Chazon Ish, Shem Zalman says, he doesn't begin to understand what Chazon Ish is talking about. He says it Mamish that way. He says, I doesn't even say, Lo Yizachit, Yilav, and he says, Ein Ani Maven, I don't know what he's talking about.
according to Maisha,
yeah.
Well, the Mishnah in Megillah speaks about hearing that we give through an echo.
Yeah.
According to his alumnus, every hearing is really an echo. So why should that be a problem?
No, no.
The Mishnah says the person hears the Megillah through an echo. It doesn't work.
No, Megillah, you're talking about the...
Megillah. No. That Mishnah says, the guy is walking by Shul, he hears the Megillah through an echo. He's not
yet. No, I'm not hearing you through an echo. I'm not hearing...
Rabbi is saying that every stem, when someone lays by the bima, I'm really hearing their echo.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's fine. I don't know, I'm not sure.
That's the sound.
I don't think there's...
No, no, but he's saying.
No, the Mishnah.
No,
and then it says, in Shoma...
Kavana, he's Mekazim, then he gets it, but for the echo, it's only by Shoshana.
It doesn't
seem
it's
not
that...
Not in Megillah.
I'm not going to bet him, it's not.
It's not Kedah.
It doesn't seem
it's the Kavana.
Okay.
Al-Kavanim, the Shaila is, and why if Shem Zalman doesn't understand him, is a Chayyar Poshim Mait. Because Tashi, it's so easy to Mechalik L'Chayyar between sound waves and between an electronic sound. No, they're not sound waves. Sound waves, even if it has to go through the ear in a process and it has to get to your ear and it takes time, or that, doesn't matter. What gets to your ear at the end of the process, at the end of the game, is the sound that came out of this person's voice. That's actually what's going on, and this is the natural way of actually speaking. Tell you about that. That's the normal way. There's no shiloh about that. You should be able to react with it. Yeah? This is what's called koilah. What's a koilah if not that? But to have an electronic sound, which is a new voice and not the voice, no, an electronic voice, who says that that's the same thing? Where do we find such a type of thing? Where it goes natural or not natural? It's a weird tzushtal, but don't think about it. Everyone knows there's a klal, groma ben azokim potter, right? So what happens? Let's say you take an object, you put it out in the middle of the street. Okay, 10 minutes later, a car drives by, and it destroys it. So, groma ben azokim potter, yeah? What happens? Yeah, as long as it wasn't, you know, Seif HaShemesh lover, Seif HaChama lover, whatever it is, but, you know, a car came by, it's not your responsibility. No. Nope. That is a great idea. You go up onto the roof. You take a glass vase and drop it from the roof, and it's a groma, because it came because of gravity. It wasn't you. It was gravity that did it. It wasn't you. It's a groma, but it's not compulsive. That's ridiculous. Why is it ridiculous? Why is it ridiculous? Why isn't it the target of shot? I was going for something else a little bit. This is a darkish shaloyim. This is the way it works. It's derech hateva. Nothing new came along over here to call it a groma. Right? So ibazoi, the same thing should be true over here when it comes to listening to sound. Kol zman is the regular sound of a human being. The way that the natural progression of things works. The way that people hear voices. Okay? So that's what it is. That's koiloi. But to say that you mix in a whole different thing, a different element that's not the natural way of things working. So it's being affected by electricity and recreated in a different way. It's the same thing? How is it the same thing? That's Amish Apella. And this brings me to what Rebuvan was bringing up before. And I hear Stoldom Lakama Lakama, but I think this is the crux of the issue of your Shaila. In other words, there's a window in between, there's a wall in between, whatever it is. Is that considered to be the natural progression of things? If it is, then fine, and that's what it is. So then I won't worry about the science of how it goes through a wall or through a window. But clearly, to recreate an entirely new sound through a microphone, which is definitely not the natural progression of things, definitely worse. So which way, that's like an intermediate type of situation, we have to clear, where does it go? Is that called the way that people talk and are heard, or is that called that? I don't know exactly what's in Machriya in this case.
According to Moshe, the microphone... uses lungs to work the same way, because the microphone is only mimicking what the guy is speaking into the microphone.
Yeah. In other words, if Ramesha says that a microphone is good, clearly what his silence is going to be good, yeah? Mm-hmm. My silence is, what happens to those who disagree with Ramesha, as almost everybody does, by the way, yeah. As almost everybody does, so what's that?
The difference is conversion of energy, it's a different kind of energy. Mm-hmm. When you go into electrical, you know, you're changing those sound waves, some kind of electrical energy, and then it travels, and then it's reconverted to sound energy.
Right.
Going through a window, going through a mirror, it's still the same sound wave energy.
Yeah, Stark was stubborn that it's still called the natural progression of things. But in any case, Amisha himself is interesting, because Amisha himself, in a different shuvah, Ibn Ezra, he writes, somebody who was born deaf Nabuch. He was born deaf. And he never was able to hear. He wasn't able to learn to speak either. He never learned to speak. And now he gets older, and they managed to put in a hearing aid, and he learned to speak because of that. And he asked, what's the halacha legabe? Is he have a din cheres? Is he have a din pikeach? Or not? And Mitzvah Chadvorim, he writes like this. Loi mistabe lachshiv rishoymeya. Kaho dishmiyo kishemadabim loi rekoil rom. His vice president, whoever it was, wanted to say, yeah, he's speaking louder, and he has. So it's the same thing as speaking louder. It's not the same, he says. The poshet shekolin yoni atirin nidoinim kefi in other words, he says you have to minus out the electronic stuff and get and boil down to what is the natural thing that's going on over here. He compares it to shrosim that you can't see through by the naked eye, that you can only see it by magnifying it, which he says it doesn't exist. The guy be yisavahata. There's no such shrosim here, b'chlal. You can't see them with the naked eye. They don't exist. Microbes, right? Same thing he says. You have a microscope that shows you an ois. In the tefillin is really b'etzem cracked or split, but you can't see it. It's a naked eye. We don't have to worry about it, he says. And the mele, it's all kosher, and he says the same thing is true over there, what?
That's right, too.
Oh, in the chalami. In the chalami. In the chalami. In the chalami. Get the dash and dash and fazir. Barakaponim. Barakaponim. Barakaponim, what does he say, Lamaisa? So there he says, you have to minus everything out. And somehow, all of a sudden, when he comes to a microphone, he says, I don't have to minus anything out, and you can just say that it's the natural progression of things, the tear of this and that, and finished. Because it's only coming along with the voice, but he doesn't say that over there. Okay, yesh lozen l'chalik, v'imkam lozen l'chalik, I think there is a mokam etzim l'chalik. Well, v'chol mekir, that's an interesting question. But here's an interesting one. Yosef Engel, in his Gilyonei Ashas, brings tshuva of the Shvus Yankiv, where there's a shaila Reb David Oppenheim. He asks for that shaila. And this is where it brings what the Olam was talking about over here before. It says, Kalim Yuchodim Ledibur. Special Kalim for speaking. Mashmiya Koyl Al-Kama V'Kama Milan Berichot Mokar. And you can hear miles away in the distance, whether it's like that kind of thing with a string through it and whatever it is. He's not talking about electricity because it's hundreds of years ago. Right? He's talking about these type of things where you can just, you know.
Microphone.
What?
A megaphone.
Yeah, whatever. No, it's so, okay, it seems like it says miles away, you can hear, and it's traveling. And he asked the Shaila about it, so chutzot chum. Because he says, it's miles away, and here your voice, you're sending your voice outside this chum. Oh, my feet, massive. So, Yosef Engel brings a Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara in Shabbos is in Gimel on the base, and it says, hoise behemte yemedes chutzot chum. Koyu lo mi boy, he says to the Fahish Gemara, he says, yemehem chutzot chum, and he's screaming. It's Koyul over here, right? Even though you're sending your voice outside of the Tchom. Doctor. Ubezichroini mesifrei hamechkorim ativiyim. I remember from science books, right, the Yosef Engel. The Eina Koyul Asmei Shalom Adaber Hu Abol Hashemer. The sound, the voice of the person talking is not what comes to the person who's listening. V'ach Koyul Amedaber Mar Idchele Ko Avir Shesomuch Loi. He vibrates the ear next to him. And that vibrates the ear next to that. And it keeps on vibrating the next bit of ear. Until it gets to the ear, right next to the ear. And therefore he says, there's no, the claim is not going to be a chutzot. But then he adds this. You're going to probably be down now and say, if that's true, so how do you say anything is true? With a telephone. Right? Immediately he says, don't do that. Don't do that. Why? Dashmo stam sound voice after all day gromo. Hainu chelke yo avi amas noididim zemize. Mikomokam hoyil vidariko vetiv obikach. Since this is the way that it naturally works. This is how sound travels. Shabbi chashiva shmir. That's called hearing. The legomio telephone, there ain't time over there shmir bikach paps musa. Right? In other words, he says exactly what we just discussed, which is, it is a difference there between normal speech and electronic sound, which is a new sound altogether. Okay, so these are the essentials. Now, let's try to move on to some other mitzvahs. So what happens when Maisa would have Abdullah? Okay, so the Chayre, we're going to find out you can't be here. It's Abdullah. You're not actually hearing any Abdullah. You listen to Abdullah over the phone, you haven't heard anything. You don't hear from Abba Chayuva. Now, am I? If you follow your Maisa, Moshe says that you can be yoyser from a microphone or anything else. No, you should be able to be yoyser. It's his voice. And Igus Moshe Taken, and later Tshuva, and Chelik Dalet, and Chelik Dalet, writes Befeirish, is that if a woman is in the hospital, I was a child over there, and she can't hear Havdolah where she is, she should definitely listen to Havdolah over the phone and be yoyser that way. He does say, if she has no way to hear it on the spot. In other words, he prefers that she hear Havdolah on the spot. But if she can't hear it on the spot, he should be yoyser that way. Kidikosavki b'tshuva erchaim chelik beis v'avikriyas ha-megillah. Like I said, the guy of Megillah makes that sushta himself. Who was the guy of Abdullah? Ayin Shomi says, look here what I wrote. And l'maisi, it could be yoyser. L'maisi though, as we have seen, almost nobody seems to agree with Rabbi Meisha. Therefore, if a shaykh otherwise, one should definitely not be saying on that. What could a woman do, let's say, she's in the hospital on her own? What should she do with Havdalah? So even though the Ramah says that a woman should not make Havdalah on her own, that's where Chaim Yishtam is involved. But the Bach, the Magen Avraham, they write that the Dieved, a woman should make Havdalah on her own, and it's a Mishabura, the Orach HaShulchan, they pass him like that over there, and that's definitely better to do than hearing Havdalah over the phone. What about women drinking from the Kreis Havdalah? Which, you know, a lot of people have a big problem with that. The Magen Avraham, Dr. Brings, Shem Dishalak Kodesh, and Shabir brings down others, that a woman should not drink from the place of Havdalah. Say from Ataman brings that a woman should not make Havdalah altogether because Mitzvah Havdalah is Mishayir Dikna, it has to do with a beard, and because women are not charged to beards, she shouldn't make Havdalah. But the mice, and that's where the whole thing comes from, that if a woman drinks from Havdalah, she's going to grow a beard. But Akaponim, if Malachim Seder, she should make Havdalah, and she should drink from the place, and that's a much better way to do it than to be Seder on this Shaila. She should make Havdalah on her own and should drink the kais rather than be soymech on these shaylos. Of course, besomim and there are not ma'akim, and therefore it's not giving ma'akim to Havdalah. What about Havdalah in some frum places? Let's say they'll have these frum convalescent homes, let's say for women after birth, or other frum places, maybe from hospitals and so on. And let's say they make Havdalah over the PA system to the whole hospital. But lamaisa, again, according to Reva Achreinim, you're not yoytzer. And therefore, definitely could either everybody should make their own Havdalah. What about the Megillah? The Megillah, according to Minchas Alozah, the Kri Kodesh, is Makom L'Hakol. Hearing the Megillah over the telephone. But again, as we saw, Reva Achreinim are clearly Machmer, and therefore one should not be yoytzer the Megillah through a telephone or through a microphone. And I think we've understood very clearly why that is, and that you're not actually hearing the Megillah that way. And then let it be silent. And as Yisrael, everyone knows, anyone who's heard anything, those in Eretz Yisrael, Chol Moed, Pesach and Sukkot, they have this huge minyan by the Kreisel. One of the days, it's the first day of Chol Moed for B'nai Chutzlaret, and over there they make a huge minyan by the Kreisel, and first, they lane. So how's anyone supposed to take Kriyas HaTorah? It's one huge minyan. It's impossible to take Kriyas HaTorah. So what do? They have Kriyas HaTorah over the loudspeaker. So according to everything we just heard, really, one should hear Kriyas HaTorah in a different minyan, in its own small minyan somewhere else, or stand right next to the balcony, but not hear it from the microphone, because it's not Kriyas HaTorah. This shaitan of Henkin clearly in agency is so that you're not yoytzer Kriyas HaTorah through a loudspeaker, Dr. Henkin. It's not, you're not hearing the sound of a Baruch Yehuva. And Reish Sternberg has an interesting taina. Reish Sternberg, he says maybe, and it's true, it's not Hoggis, he writes that the meaning of Kriyas HaTorah is to hear the Torah. That's it. You have to hear the Torah. You have to hear the Torah. Even if you're not hearing it straight from the Baruch Yehuva, but you're hearing the Torah, so it could be that that's enough. And therefore he says, over here at least, maybe we'll take what Ramesha says and the Chazon Ish says, and we'll apply in this place where there's a mockum to say the Svorah, to be Mechalik, to say, maybe it's not about the voice. Maybe it's about hearing the Torah. Okay, you hear the Torah. So maybe it could be Yoytzer that way. Now, as you just mentioned, what are they doing actually in that huge minyan? They're not doing it for Kriyas HaTorah, they're doing it for Birchas Kehanim. So what happens with that? So there's no Dvarim for Roshim about this, but could be that the reason that there's no Dvarim for Roshim about it is because there's no Shaila at all. Could be that the Emes, a big mock that we make on that over there, because Nesiyat Kapayim, what's the mitzvah of Nesiyat Kapayim? The mitzvah is brought down to be Halacha. Okay, but there is also a mitzvah for the Yisraelim to stand there and be Mizborich, to be Halacha, brings down the Charedim. Yisrael lo'imdim ponim keneget snei akrean and b'shtiko. They're standing quietly. Umachavnim libam lo, lekabel habrocha, kidvar Hashem, heim bechlal hamitzvah. But you don't find a chiyuv to hear the divrei habrocha mit pi hakoyim, right? Clearly, even somebody is completely deaf and he doesn't hear a thing. Clearly, he gets the bracha even though he doesn't hear anything. In fact, the Gemara says even further. The Gemara says this.
The Kohenim who are making the Amor is not saying the words. It's just the four zugar that's over the microphone.
Okay, the Shaila is what is the Oilam here? If they hear it, it's the Chabad. But what if they don't hear and they only hear over the microphone? Now let's say, in other words, the microphone, the Farzogger is saying in the microphone, but it's probably picking up and the voice of the hundreds of Kahanim around it, whatever it is. It doesn't say that you have to hear the sound. Like I started saying, you want to say the Fleet of the Fetish, that Amsha Besaldois, the Kahanish Mechamel Amsha Besaldois, and they also get the Bracha, even though they're in a different place and they definitely hear nothing at all.
So,
the sum of Zanim Mitzrayim,
that's
Sum. Oh, that's kind of other things also again. Okay, here's another Shaila. What about a Chasana? And this is a Shaila, what should I say? Klal Yisrael, I don't know what to say, because Klal Yisrael does what they do, and that's the way it is. But Lamai Sigaret, you're supposed to have 10 people who hear Bichas HaKadushim HaNesuin under the Chuppah. Now what ends up happening is, there's a microphone there, and the Olam hears from the microphone. Therefore, what ends up happening? What's the smach? Why is it being done? Anyone who says. The chayyur, the only way to understand this is, usually around the chuppah, under the chuppah, around the chuppah, there's usually probably 10 people around there who are hearing it directly. But for mice, of course, the others in that show, especially when she stands with the briskets and others, who definitely will not use a microphone because they want to make sure that anyone who hears them is hearing their voice and not hearing the sound of the microphone. But klal, the chayyur seems to be a very good idea, if not more so, that what should happen is there should be at least 10 people hearing the original sound.
Now,
we have another minute, I'll go into hearing aids. Hearing aids, what about hearing aids? Hearing aids, the last child. Hearing aids work the same way that a loudspeaker on a telephone works, right? Lamaisa, others want to bring a smach l'hatera from a different tshuva of the Alof Tzanis, where he says, Cheresh shemedaber, ve'enu shemeya ela al yidei sha'oise klilo ozne kimin chatzoitzeres. Mahu. So what is that? So again, that's not something that's electronic. That's some kind of a cone that one puts to their ear. And he says, in that case, you should hear kol shofar. Okay, anyone who's been with us up until this point understands that it's not the same story altogether. Because what happens over there? What happens over there is that it's gathering the sounds, right, and bringing it straight into the ear. That's all it's doing. It's bringing straight into the ear the original sound. But a hearing aid doesn't do that. Dr. Minchas Shleimer, mitzta'er ani, he says. He feels sorry. Mitzta'er ani, so fiza nimsa, that he says people who can't hear can't be yoytze through a hearing aid. If a person hears in one ear well, that's definitely good. What if somebody can't hear in either ear? Yeah? If Shlomo Zalman writes, of Henkin writes, so the best thing would be, he says, take out the hearing aids when you hear Megillah or Shaifa, and stand closer and hear it. What if you can't? In that case, definitely the way to go is to be Shlomo Chal, and I'll say more, the Debrecina, who says not to use a microphone on a telephone, for some reason he says, and it's not the same as Tzias, I don't know what he's talking about exactly. He says, it's just much louder. I don't know why he's saying that, but he does say it. The same one who offers there is master hearing aids. So clearly, anyone who could hear it, the stifle of so many G'dayli Yisrael used to take out their hearing aids and stand next to the face. Because don't they? If not, if it doesn't work, it gets zicher in such a case, we should be saying the Chana Moshe, the Debrecina, the Mekrei Kodesh, on the Mechzalazah, and the Yoytze Megillah, that's where I have Elohim put him.